From Washington, this is VOA News. Unrest heating up in eastern Ukraine. Syria launches airstrikes. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Ukraine says it is launching a full-scale anti-terrorist operation against pro-Russian militias in eastern Ukraine. During a televised speech Sunday, Ukraine's President Oleksandr Turchynov vowed that Kiev will not let Russia take over eastern Ukraine after its annexation of the Crimean Peninsula last month. Mr. Turchynov said he will grant amnesty to any pro-Russian separatists who lay down their weapons by Monday. The Russian Foreign Ministry immediately branded Ukraine's operation a criminal order and called for urgent consideration of it by the UN Security Council. Mr. Turchynov's speech came just hours after Ukrainian special forces and pro-Russian militia exchanged gunfire in the eastern Ukrainian city of Slovyansk, with both sides reporting casualties. The American ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, says the United States is trying to establish what really happened before it considers a response to allegations poison gas was used once again in Syria. Both sides in Syria's civil war are blaming each other for allegations gas was used in attacks Friday and Saturday during the ongoing international effort to rid the country of chemical weapons. Syrian government forces launched air raids Sunday over rebel-held areas. Edward Uranian reports.
Amateur video showed government warplanes overflying rebel-held suburbs of Damascus amid reports of bombing raids Sunday on the suburbs of Douma and Deraya. Witnesses also reported air raids and numerous casualties in and around Aleppo, the country's largest city. Shelling against rebel-held districts of Aleppo, along with air raids Sunday, killed more than 24 people, according to Arab TV channels. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A suicide car bomber in northern Iraq killed at least 7 people. The bomber drove his explosives-laden vehicle into a security checkpoint northwest of the city of Kirkuk. No one's claimed responsibility. In Chile, a huge fire killed at least 16 people and destroyed 500 homes in the port city of Valparaiso. It's located 120 kilometers northwest of Santiago, the capital. More than 10,000 people have been evacuated from Valparaiso, including more than 200 female inmates at a prison. The fire broke out Saturday in a forested area above ramshackle housing on one of the city's many hilltops. Chile's president, Michelle Bachelet, declared a state of emergency, placing armed forces on the city's streets to maintain order and prevent looting. Pope Francis kicked off Holy Week leading up to Easter by celebrating Palm Sunday Mass with pilgrims in St. Peter's Square Sunday.
Questa settimana incomincia con la processione.
In a crowd of around 100,000, people clutched olive tree branches, tall palm fronds, or tiny braided palm leaves shaped like crosses that were blessed by Pope Francis as the start of the ceremony. Palm Sunday marks the beginning of Easter Holy Week and Jesus' entry into Jerusalem more than 2,000 years ago. Next Sunday, Christians will celebrate Easter, marking what believers say represents the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Two clear frontrunners have emerged from Afghanistan's April 5th presidential election, former Finance Minister Ashraf Ghani and opposition politician Abdullah Abdullah. With about 10% of the votes counted, Abdullah was in the lead with about 42% of the vote. Ghani had 38%. A third candidate, Zalmay Rasool, trailed with less than 10%. About 7 million votes were cast. Final results are not expected until next month. Voters in Guinea-Bissau stood in long lines Sunday to pick a new president and parliament. The country's first election since a military coup 2 years ago disrupted a presidential race as it was headed to a second-round runoff. There are 13 presidential candidates with no clear frontrunner. North Korea, for the first time, allowed foreign tourists to compete in an annual marathon through the streets of its capital, Pyongyang. Of thousands of participants in Sunday's event, more than 200 were from other countries. The course started and ended at Kim Il-sung Stadium. Participants were greeted at the finish line by more than 40,000 cheering spectators. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. More on our website at voanews.com.